And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're live at the Kona Kai Resort and Spa here on beautiful Shelter Island. It is an absolutely fantastic morning. Everything is happening here. The bar's open. The coffee's ready. The food's almost out here. And the setting is absolutely spectacular out here at the pool area of the Kona Kai. Just look for the big palapa. Walk into the front lobby of the Kona Kai Resort. Walk through the lobby and out the glass doors and keep walking and look for the palapa and walk through and into the pool area. And you'll see us over here. And let me tell you, it may be a little hard to find this morning, but it's well worth it because we've got great guests and great entertainment here this morning. Adam and Steve from the docks at the Kona Kai are going to be here to talk about all the great things here at the Kona Kai Resort, along with we're going to have representatives from the Kona Kai to talk about this amazing property here. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like PowerPro, the best choice in SpectraLine. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Bluefin tuna are here, and now is the time to take advantage of this amazing bite. The hot jig last year and this season is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. It's a totally new concept of butterfly jigging, but deadly effective. Best part, it's very simple to fish the Shimano Flat Fall. Drop the jig down to where the fish are holding, then crank it up 30 feet and then free spool. Or cast the jig and let it fall while in free spool. Wait for the bite, then put it in gear and wind. It's that easy. The Shimano Flat Fall is a center balanced jig and falls with a wobbling action in a horizontal position, making it irresistible to big bluefin tuna. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flat fall, ranging in size size from the 130-gram to the 250-gram. They're back in stock now at your local Shimano dealer. So get yours now and go catch a fish of a lifetime on the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. I think we've said it a bunch of times, but this might be it. This, if we could just pick one live broadcast location, I would be perfectly fine with this.
Like
this Kona Kai is
every Saturday,
is right.
Sunday.
Yeah, I'm just fine with that.
Breakfast and the bar open, and that'll be entertaining all our listeners there. So it's
a good spot.
It's a pretty nice spot. Yeah,
we're overlooking
the beautiful pool area here at the newly remodeled Kona Kai Resort on Shelter Island, as well as the Kona Kai Marina, which was upgraded. How long ago, Steve?
I'd say about 10 years ago.
About 10 years ago, but it looks brand new.
Yeah.
I mean, it's certainly the nicest docks in San Diego.
For Bellingham, concrete docks, those are brand new.
Yeah.
I mean, it's state-of-the-art. Nothing really changed. I mean, it's absolutely perfect.
It is the nicest facility San Diego has to offer, bar none.
Yeah, for sure, because you get to use all of this too, right, Adam?
Absolutely. Yeah. You get use of the pool, use of the gym. There's steam rooms, and all the stuff they've done here is brand new. So, and it's exclusive to the club members and also the marine attendants.
And they're still upgrading too, right? I think the number was like $23 million they're pumping into this resort. Is that right?
I think it's probably more than that, but
it's more than that was the original figure, right?
You know, I mean, when you drove in, you saw the construction. They're adding another 40 suites. I mean, they're not just rooms; they're gorgeous. I don't know how many square feet they are, but they are really large. All of them have amazing patio views with fireplaces inside and out. I mean, it's, you know, that's gonna be done by the end of the year. Adding another pool.
Wow.
And you can see all the, you know, everything else they're finishing here is just going to be first class.
Yeah, for sure. That's over near where we broadcast last year.
Well, some of them are over there, and then some are on the other end.
That
are almost completed over by the Harbor Police.
By the Harbor Police dock, yeah. So the resort actually stretches how many acres?
I didn't realize it was
that
big.
It's big.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, and one time it went all the way to the hotel next door when it was the original Kona Kai.
Wow.
You know, included the tennis courts and the hotel next door. I'm not exactly sure how many it is, but it's quite a bit. You know, I mean, when you see an aerial photo, you're like, this is the most spectacular piece of property in Southern California. It really is.
There's
it's the end of Point Loma. It's amazing, and you see how big it really is.
And the closest docks to the open ocean
Absolutely.
In San Diego Bay, too.
I mean, the bait receiver's right there.
Yeah.
You know, fuel docks right the other way.
Exactly.
I mean, it's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. Go see Don down at Pearson.
Yep.
Great guy, great people down there at Pearson. They always take good care of the fishermen there. Their Marlin Club's right there.
Yep.
It's all right here. Adam, how many slips are here at the Kona Kai?
We have 519 slips officially. We've actually had to make a couple of more spaces due to demand. So if you go on KDOC, you'll see some boats that are sideways. But we're 519, and we're about 98% occupancy. And the next couple of months is going to be some pretty amazing stuff rolling in.
Some big yacht, mega yachts?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're the only place that can house big yachts, right?
Yeah, we're probably one of three in town. But we're probably the only one with the upscale amenities.
Yeah, facility to back it up.
Yeah, and that's really attractive to the captains because we do let the captains and crew utilize that because they're typically the ones on the big boats.
Sure.
So, and they come here on their stops either to Alaska or Cabo, and, you know, it's we've got a little bit of a following now. They all call my cell phone.
They all know you.
Oh, yeah, I get the Mexico numbers and the sat phone and... It's pretty neat. I've had to answer questions like, can I land my helicopter?
Really?
I never knew it would get into air traffic control, but yeah, so here we are.
How large of a vessel can be housed here at Kona Kai?
We can take safely up to about 250.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's the next level.
And how small of a boat will you take here?
We have one 27-foot slip.
Wow.
But I would say 30.
Yeah.
30 is pretty much the minimum.
But you could put a 25-foot boat in there, no problem.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You have a lot of smaller boats as well as big boats here. I keep my boat here.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great facility.
Yeah. I'd say, you know, close to 50% is under 45 feet. So, you know, everyone can be accommodated for the most part, you know. It's pretty much an all-inclusive marina. I tell people there's places to store your boat, and then there's the experience.
Yeah.
We provide the experience, you know, because everybody knows if you're going to have a boat, you got to keep your wife happy.
Yes.
And that's what this place is designed around.
Well,
so.
It's like resort living along with your slip.
Yeah.
And it's really only a couple bucks more than most of the marinas in San Diego.
Yeah, I mean, bang for the buck, it's probably one of the best values in town.
Okay. Yeah.
You're not paying that much more. I mean, yeah. If you break down a gym membership and a pool and all that stuff, and then you keep your boat here, if you were to eliminate the gym membership or the Y or whatever, I mean, you're really paying the same and owning a boat. So.
And you have the great restaurant and a bar here with Saturday and Sunday brunch and music every Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
Prime Rib Thursdays.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my gosh.
I can tell you've been there.
I've seen it prepared in the kitchen. I'm always asking for tips on how to do it.
That's cool.
Indeed. So we're here at the Konakai Resort. If you're not familiar with the Konakai Resort, we are at the end of Shelter Island. If you go almost to the end, just before the Harp Police Dock, and then you park on the street, probably is the best thing to do, right, Stephen?
Yeah, that's probably going to be best. If you pull into the parking lot, we can validate.
Yeah.
We can validate your parking, but parking in the street is probably going to be easiest for you.
Yeah, easiest. But if you do can't find a spot on the street, then just validate. We'll validate for you. Just let us know at the end of the broadcast here. And if you walk through the lobby, and then you'll see some glass doors as you're walking through. Go out toward the pool area. You'll see a big palapa, which is the new palapa bar out here. We're right here. We're just walk through the little gate at the end of in the middle of the lawn there, and you'll see us all hanging out here. We have a lovely young lady tending bar at the end, free Bloody Marys and mimosas, and we're going to have breakfast here shortly and other beverages available for those that don't want to start the morning off with a Bloody Mary or a mimosa, but seems to be a popular item this morning. So come on down and join us here at the Konakai Resort. We've got Tommy P. manning the fort. When you first walk in, he will give you a ticket, and we're giving away some amazing prizes, right, Rick?
Unreal. When we were kind of compiling the list here, I mean, literally thousands of dollars worth of giveaways today. It's all just for fun, coming down, hanging out, and enjoying this beautiful setting at Konakai Resort. But, yeah, I mean, just for coming in, hanging out with us, having a free mimosa, having some free breakfast, and enjoying this great spot, we're giving away two $50 gift cards to Dana Landing Market in Mission Bay. So an awesome prize there. Two lucky callers going to get a $50 shopping spree. We're going to give away two $100
Vessels Restaurant.
Oh, okay. So, is the restaurant here?
The restaurant here, yeah.
So $100 to the killer restaurant.
Two of those.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Two $125 spa treatments. So spa terry, you're going to get full $125 towards the spa. We're going to do two of those. And two night stays at this beautiful Konakai Resort and Spa.
How about that?
It's unbelievable.
Just for showing up here this
100%
morning.
100% for free, no
everybody
thing,
that,
just
it
come
shows
hang
up
out
here. Yeah, and then we have some AFCO prizes, too.
We got the killer AFCO bait net, which is a brand-new redesigned net from AFCO. They changed, it's like a track system, so it kind of protects the net from the coils that they had previous, which, you know, we've had the coil net on our boat for years and never had a problem. The new one is a track that if somehow you snag your net up, you can slide a new net in via the track. It's really, really cool. So a brand-new AFCO bait net is going to be given away today. We're giving away one of our famous Maui Gem angle coolers. It's the Maui Gem Let's Talk Hookup tumbler. Yeah. Very, very cool tumbler from Angle. And then also giving away that killer AFCO bait net, the Arena bait net, rod belt, rather. Really nice anodized aluminum AFCO rod belt. So just, again, amazing prizes. All of that just for coming in, seeing Tommy P, getting a raffle ticket during the break. We're going to be raffling things away. End of the show, raffling things away. It's all just for fun, coming in, hanging out, having lots of fun. And if you want to step up to the microphone this morning, we've got a great prize for you as well. Just see Tommy, let him know that you'd like to step up to the mic. You'd like to ask a question to Adam or to Steve and get on the microphone. Somebody's going to get a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the World Cup. It's the World Cup in the Dorado frame, which you can certainly see because that's what Steve Pinard's got right now. It's a great, great pair of Maui Jims. That Mahi
Is that your favorite there, Stephen?
That's all they wear.
I know. That's all you wear. Yeah. They're popular.
Yeah. It's a really, really nice pair of Maui Jims. So, again, somebody's going to get a brand new pair of Maui Jims. The World Cup's a great, great pair of glasses. That's for stepping up to the microphone. And if you're going to give us a call this morning, maybe you're on the phone driving down here to this beautiful Konakai Resort. We haven't forgot about you on the phones. Every person that calls Let's Talk Hookup this morning is eligible to win a half-day trip for two aboard the Daily Double at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. Includes all the tackle rental if you need it. Half-day fishing has been spectacular. We had Fred on a couple weeks ago talking about how great it was. He called in the following week. Again this week, they're just having fantastic local half-day fishing, so a great prize there. And again, if you want to get through on the phones this morning, there's two ways that you can reach us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, and that toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090.
Hey, Stephen, let's talk for a minute about Maui Jim at Dana Landing. Of course, you also run Dana Landing as well as help Adam out here at the docks at the Kona Kai Resort here. You have such an amazing selection of Maui Jims at Dana Landing.
Yeah, we have the biggest display case we can get in there.
I think the biggest in town. Yeah. I mean, that includes all the specialty sunglass stores. There's not a better display of Maui Jim's in town, period. I don't know. You know, like I said, that's at one of the nicest tackle stores in town and the best deli in town. And this, it's still a better display than any sunglass shop.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, I don't know that you have a pair of these in there, the new Kanoa Coasts.
No, I've been wearing them.
I love these. They're so lightweight. And I actually had them custom made for an extra $50 by Maui Jim with readers in them.
Yep.
The HT lens and stuff like that. That's one of the options that you can actually do at Dana Landing or any of the Maui Jim dealers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's another thing I do is I stock a lot of, you know, the My Maui, you know, like certain like the World Cup comes in, like a tortoise. What does it come in? Tortoise and HCL. So I'll order a bunch of those with different lens colors. You know, they come standard color frame and color. I'll mix those up. So I have 20 different World Cups there with different frames, different colors. So I have a bunch of different available stuff.
Which is cool because if you're a guy that really likes, I only like gray lens or I only like the HT, but I want a tortoise frame or I want that Mahi frame, you can't always get that unless it's special ordered for you. But you don't even have to wait for the special order process. You just go to Dana Landing and pick them up off the rack.
Yep, and it cracks me up. So many people will just like the frame over the lens color. I'm like, dude, you got to go with the lens color. I mean, they're glasses for a reason for you to be able to see, but they're like, I really like that, you know, that Mahi color. I really don't want that, but okay, I'll get it. Like, so that's what I try.
See, I like that Marlin frame.
I do too.
Marlin frame's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about the My Maui deal is if you like the Marlin frame with an HT lens instead of the Dorado, you can do that for an extra $50.
Yep. And like you said, you can get readers in it if you want as well.
Yeah.
You know, and three different powers and I mean, you custom made pair of sunglasses. I mean, it might take a week or so, but you know, it's still pretty good.
It's not a big deal. But if you want to step up to the mic, see Tommy P here. He'll take your name and you're in the running for those World Cups. Steve Pinard's absolute favorite. Come on down, Kona Kai Resort right now. We have plenty of room for you. The bar is open and the food will be out shortly. So come on down and have breakfast here with us and enjoy a beautiful morning and a beautiful setting here at the Kona Kai Resort. Just end of Shelter Island, walk in the front lobby, park on the street, or we'll validate for you in the parking lot there. And then walk through the lobby out to the pool area, look for the big Palapa bar, and you'll see us out here.
It's going to be a great morning. Can't wait to have you. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete, and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and at a spot like this, one of the best offshore opportunities bringing your boat into the Kona Kai, what a better reel for offshore fishing in here than that Talica 2-speed.
Talica 2-speed. I'm gearing up for that Shogun trip, and I'm going to tell you what. Talica 20?
The most perfect Guadalupe reel ever made, period.
Narrow, holds plenty of line. You can fish 50-pound, you can fish 100-pound
exactly.
on that,
yep,
right?
Exactly. You fill that thing full of Power Pro, 80- or 100-pound Power Pro hollow ace, and whatever top shot is necessary, if you got to drop down to get a bite or if you want to feed them the heavy line to get them through the sharks, whatever you need, Talica 20 is the most right reel for Guadalupe, period.
And then that Therese rail rod. Yeah. I think I'm going to go with the double XH. What do you think? With 80-pound?
I say send it. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Fish them heavy.
Get it on that rail and get that thing in before that shark gets
72, double extra heavy.
Perfect. Yeah, there it is. Get it at your local Shimano dealer. The Talica Therese combo. Nothing beats it for big fish from your Shimano.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Accurate Reels. They are American-made for local or long-range fishing. In fact, the Accurate ATD is the top reel to catch cow tuna. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate. Right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Boy, what a great start to a morning at a fantastic spot. Again, live at the Kona Kai Resort and Marina. This is such a fantastic spot. Bars going with mimosas and Bloody Marys and a killer breakfast
that,
being rolled out right now. What a cool spot to do the show from. This is great,
fantastic.
Man.
Fantastic. Beautiful morning here in Point Loma, Shelter Island, and having a great time. And we've been joined by yet another guest, one of our friends here at the Kona Kai, Pete Giacalone from Kustler Yachts. What's up, Pete?
What's up, Pete?
Hey, morning, guys.
This is not a bad setting for a broadcast, eh?
No, not at all.
Now, you and Michael be in the studio a week from tomorrow. I think this is a little better setting than that. What do you think?
Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, let's just do this again.
But this is what you do every day.
Every day. This is where
this is your view. Yeah, what's going on at Kustler Yachts?
We've been busy. Boat sales are great. The marina here really helps. We just got a brand new 2018 Hatter 70 that we sold. GT, it's sitting right here.
Unreal.
Wow.
So,
the baddest of the bad.
Yeah, just brand new.
Yeah, you're the Hatteras dealer. You're also the regulator dealer.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, and that's quite a vessel.
Yeah,
is it going to live here at the Kona Kai?
Yeah, it's going to live here at the Kona Kai. And
Adam found him a slip, huh?
You know, that's what I do.
That's great.
You come rolling in with a rig like that, Adam will find you a spot.
Yeah, that's cool.
Absolutely.
No kidding. Well, how do you get a spot at the Kona Kai Resort and the docks here?
Well, we've actually kind of updated our website, so it's a application online. You can upload a picture to the application, and depending on the size of the boat, we do right now, we kind of have lists for almost all sizes over 45, but, you know, I encourage everybody to fill out the application. A lot of the bigger stuff, they'll all of a sudden get a whim and head to Mexico and something will clear up. So putting in the work and doing the application and sending the picture puts you in the running.
Yeah.
And that's really all you can do. We expect to see some vacancies coming up with the Mexico season starting. So I would say if you're interested, check us out online, email or call me, and or even come visit the property. And if you like what you see, definitely put in an app.
How can you not like what you see here, right? Just come down here this morning and check out this venue, right? This will sell you right here, right, Steve?
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, in the other, you know, where I was, he had a fishing show. And if you look out there, you see a lot more towers of yachts fishing. Yeah. I mean, it is a fishing, you know, fishing marina. It really is. Probably because it's so close to the ocean and everything else. But, I mean, just look at K-Dock.
There's way more
I mean,
fishing and power boats on these docks than sailboats.
And, I mean, they're beautiful yachts. I mean, if you look out the end there, they're just all, you know, Hatteras's and you know.
All kinds.
It's cool. Knight and Carver. Right. There's some really beautiful boats here.
Is it the type of scenario, too, where you said, you know, obviously with Mexico season, you know, some of the guys slide down. Is it the type of scenario where if you then slide in, that's your spot? So, you know, a good way to gain.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Summertime
you know,
gets busy. Let's face it. Slips in August are not easy to come by.
Yeah.
And if you get in now, you kind of that's your spot now.
Yeah. I think we're getting back to the situation where if you're going to Mexico for a couple of months, you got to hold your slip.
Yeah,
because
sure.
I could tell you right now off the top of my head. There's probably 3 or 4 150-foot boats that are looking to come in.
Yeah.
And we have lists for 50, 60. These guys.
If you have a 40-footer, you can get in, though. Or 30,
yeah, right now,
40.
I believe we have 8 slips open, but maybe 3 are pending.
Wow.
So, but the turnover is higher from 30 to about 40, you know. It's just they seem to move around more.
But if you have something under 40, you can get in right now.
Yeah.
But also think about that. You said at the beginning of the show you had 500 and some slips and you have 8 openings.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said about how popular Kona Kai is.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I sometimes have people get mad because they like it's been a year and, you know. But it's amazing. You know, it's a really attractive property. I come here every day. I'm amazed.
Yeah.
I think about how cool some of the boats are that I get to work with. I mean, you're really seeing the latest and greatest here.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Kussler's gotten into the import-export business now where they're bringing stuff over from the East Coast.
So
Mike will be like, hey, I got 2 on a ship. Okay.
I'll make it work.
Yeah.
Start shuffling.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
So if you have a fishing question, you have a commercial fisherman. He was running sport boats out of the San Diego Landings for years. Adam and, of course, Steve are wealth of knowledge about fishing locally. Or you have a question about having a boat here or the resort question, you can join us here at the Kona Kai and step up to the mic, have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Dave from Poway came from Poway's first up here. And looks like you're enjoying a little beverage and a little breakfast
yeah,
this morning. Good morning.
We are.
It's pretty good, huh?
It's very good.
Well, don't you wish all of our broadcasts were like this?
Wouldn't that be
I know
nice?
I know I do. You put me on that list for sure.
Yeah. Janelle and I are regulars here. And, Steve, I wanted to say thank you. When we came last year, we won an overnight stay here. We came down last spring and had just a great time.
You did? Good.
It's a beautiful facility. And also the blackjack in the casting contest, Let's Talk Hookup, won a trip on the blackjack,
oh, awesome.
Too. So
that's great.
That's the 4-pack boat out of Dana Landing.
Yeah. So wanted to say thanks for all of that. And just was kind of wondering how the Shelter Island launch ramp renovation, how are things going in regards to, you know, that?
From everything I've heard from, you know, they have some, we get updates, you know, via email. Everything seems to be on schedule. I was just telling these guys, I just got an invitation to a meeting in December, Adam and I did, for a, and I don't know if it's 100%, but it's an invitation to discuss in a boat wash. You know, it's going to be a boat wash. And it said it was going to be located down here at the Harbor Police. Very preliminary, but there's obviously that's in the works. So that's pretty. I hadn't heard that before, so it's pretty neat. So from everything I understand, they're on schedule. You know, trying to get it done by spring. So looks good. They're over there working every day.
Yeah, they're working every day. If it wasn't for the lawsuit with the with those the amphibious boats, that would probably go faster. I would think.
California, my friend.
Yeah.
California.
they had to leave one lane open for the What are those things called?
The seal tours.
Yeah. The seal tours because they sued the city for restraint of trade, I guess, and won. So that's certainly slowing things down. But I guess that's part of the deal, right?
Keep rolling.
Yeah, got to keep rolling for sure. So great having you down here, and enjoy your stay down here. Appreciate you coming down. Good luck winning the prizes, too.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, we're giving away a lot of prizes. Again, we're down at the Konakai Resort here at the end of Shelter Island. Just come out through the lobby. You can park on the street, or you can get a ticket, and we'll validate that at the end of the broadcast here. Come on out. Free breakfast and beverages here for us. Just come through the lobby, walk out toward the pool, the glass doors, and you'll see the big palapa come out and join us here by the pool area, overlooking beautiful Point Loma and all these beautiful yachts. This dock right in front of us here is kind of your mega yacht dock over here.
Yeah, K Dock. It's what we consider the mega yacht. That's where all the big ones go. Obviously, over to the left there, kind of facing it, would be where our 250-footer would go, and then the kind of the slips go down as you head towards the right. So
yeah, and then you have several slips, like those slips on the outside there, Adam. How big are those?
They start at 80 foot and they go to 100, and there's 100 amp power out there. K Dock is three phase up to 480.
Wow.
And it's maintained by Bellingham. And we've redone a lot of the wiring and stuff because true power is one of the things that these mega yachts are looking for. And as they get newer and more technologically advanced, they require more plugs, we're finding. So even your 35-footers now have three AC pumps.
Wow.
So, you know, we're trying to keep up, and we're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, I don't really know a lot about that, but I'm over at H Dock, and I have one plug, and it works just fine.
I saw the window unit you installed. Yeah. It's very nice.
You like those windows? Yeah. Those new windows?
Yeah, Costco.
You guys, my helper over there, Tommy. Yeah. Yeah. Mark Plastics, that guy is great.
You guys mentioned Bellingham a couple times on the dock. What is that?
They're pretty much the most reputable dock manufacturer. I would venture to say worldwide. They're everywhere, and they have a support system that's amazing. They maintain the infrastructure, the power, the plumbing.
That's awesome.
And they also have a maintenance program, which we're going to be taking part in, that you don't realize that docks, they just look like cement and floats, but there's a lot of engineering that goes along with that. And if you don't stay up with that stuff,
I can imagine.
You start to get cracks. You start to get tilted docks, floats that become submerged, and it actually the end all puts boats at jeopardy. So it's very important to maintain those docks, and so we're going to have them come, and they tighten the rods and level them, and it's amazing.
That's rad.
Yeah. So
you think about the saltwater environment,
exactly.
How much that stuff goes away.
Oh yeah.
And all that stuff that's under the dock that you don't see.
Oh yeah.
Water, power, all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to Eric from Bellingham the other day about this maintenance, and he was telling me that literally millions of times a year that dock moves. Think about it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
a wave goes by,
right?
That's probably 1,000. You know what I mean? It's just, he said millions of times. And so, like Adam was saying, there's these huge tension rods that run the entire width of every single finger, single dock.
That you never see.
There's a nut at the end. You don't know what it is, but there's a nut. So literally someone has to go down, know how to do it, which one they have to tighten and loosen. 519 slips, they have to tighten or loosen, pretty much tighten every single one of those.
That's what big nuts are for, huh?
That's what levels it out and prevents it from cracking and everything. On top of, like Adam said, there's electrolysis, there's electricity in the water, there's water pipes. It's pretty expensive, I'll tell you that, too.
Yeah, sure.
But it's just straight man hours, which you have to do for a marina this big. So. Yeah.
But not only is it the best dock material, it's also the best team of making sure that everything stays that way.
And Bellingham, that's literally what they said to me. They said, we're not going to make a whole lot of money off this. He said, we want every person that walks out and see a Bellingham product look perfect. He goes, in 30 years, we want it to look like
this. It's like a showcase.
It's exactly. And that's what they said. They said that's how we get our name. Every time you walk down, you don't see a Bellingham Marine dock cracking up, and you don't. I said, typically, wouldn't you say, Adam, you walk down an awesome concrete dock, it's Bellingham.
That's cool.
And, you see them in, Alaska and harsh environments. We're fortunate here for the weather.
We have the least harsh environment here. Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, well, let's find out what's biting in the Baja.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Report with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. And today, lobster season, it's open right now, and they are crawling. And make sure you get the best gear with the best performing lobster manufacturer on the market. That's Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar products are designed by fishermen for fishermen, and they offer everything you need for successful day, or successful evening of lobster hooping, including the brand new Ambush XL. It's a 36-inch rigid hoop net, which is the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on their web at promarnets.com. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, boys. Hey, Ricky, I was a little upset that they can only handle a 250-foot yacht there. I was hoping to bring the boat over from Hawaii, but I guess I'll have to find another place.
You're just going to have to bring the little one over, Cass.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'll bring it in, no problem. But anyway, we'll get on with the report there. The fishing down in south part of the tip of Baja there around San Jose del Cabo, East Cape, and Cabo San Lucas has been really good for the tuna. Of course, like I say, most of the boats are concentrating in that area there from Punta Gordo all the way up to the Iman, San Luis, Zenorama area there, just south of Cabo Pumo. Doing very well on the tuna as usual. Every week it's about the same. Seems like they're really going on the chew now, getting a lot of fish. A lot of them are you know, the footballs, you know, 10 to 20 to 30 pounds, but there are getting some fish up to 100 pounds. The couple of days they had a pretty good run on 40 to 80-pound fish. So the fish are there. They're just getting a little finicky. Of course, the best bait there has been those pieces of the giant squid, just chunks of those. Also, live and dead sardinas. And they talking about sardinas, they're getting quite a bit of sardinas right now. So that's a good sign that those things finally bounced back after being absent for 2 years. And, of course, the Dorado were absent for 2 years. And, of course, those are back now. Still, again, a lot of little fish. You know, and I keep telling guys going down, if you get something, you know, those 5, 6, 7, 8 pounders, release them. Let them grow up. They grow fast, and I'm sure they'll be much bigger next year when you go back. But they are getting some Dorado between 20 and 25 pounds. As far as billfish goes, not a lot of billfish, which is kind of surprising for this time of year, especially with the blues and the blacks. They just had a Cabo tournament down there, not the Bisbee, but the one before that. I think the winning blue marlin was 326. So I think the Bisbee is coming up probably this week, this weekend. And it's going to be interesting to see how they fare as far as the big blues and the big blacks, because they do have that 300-pound minimum limit that they have to meet. As far as Mazatlan goes, there things are starting to pick up there with some sailfish, a couple of marlin in the mix, a little few Dorado, a few tuna. Moving down to Ixtapa Zihuatanejo, you know, they're just kicking off their season right now. Most of the rains are just about done down there, so that's going to fare for a really good winter. The water's really cleaning up. They had blue water out to about 10 miles. Here again, sailfish are starting to come in the area. Blue marlin are in the area. And along the beaches there, they've got a really good rooster fish bite and jack crevalle for the bigger type fish, you know, those jacks get up to about 30 pounds, and those roosters get up to 40, 50 pounds. So that's a good bite there. And we'll finish up with Cancun. They're getting some sales here. It's kind of late for the sales. Normally, you know, the best sailfish down there is April through June. But they did have some sailfish in the count. They had some kingfish in the count. They had those big giant Atlantic barracuda. Pretty good bite on those this past week. So some good fishing going around, and don't forget those great winter destinations. Like I said, Ixtapa Zihuatanejo and Cancun are really good places to get away for the winter. So anybody wants to book a trip there or in the southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Panama, Costa Rica, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Hey, Cass, man, you know, we just returned from our 23rd annual Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular. What a great trip. The fishing was fantastic. We had beautiful weather. I wrote a story about it that I'll be publishing next week on our Facebook page as well as our website and also on our email blast, too, about it took my tournament director, Mark Weir, and I almost 2 hours to tabulate the results on the second day because there were so many fish caught.
That's right.
Wahoo, tuna, Dorado, and like to say, not a lot of billfish. Our winning billfish release was only two marlin. So, but fantastic trip. And here's the kicker. I heard from Mark Rare, Genera and Sport Fishing, that, you know, Lynn Rose tournament just is finishing up today down there, and the fishing slowed down. He said 50% of the boats were coming in skunked.
That's crazy.
So we took them all.
That's
is that what it is?
Your luck is changing.
Yeah, that's it. So we were there. Our timing was great. But as you know, the East Gate bounces back very, very quickly, and I think it's just a...
As usual, you know, Pete, you go down there, you rape, pillage, and plunder.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Well, our group does. Certainly, it was a great group of people, and we'll talk more about that great trip. But thanks a lot, Cass, man. Appreciate that, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Cass. Appreciate that report. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and more great times from the Kona Kai. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like PowerPro. Learn PowerPro connections and see all the PowerPro product, like Hollow Ace, Super Slick, Standard PowerPro, and the new Max Quattro. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Hi, I'm Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking Center, and I want to tell you about our newest, best-selling kayak, the new Hobie I-11S. The thing is an inflatable kayak, but this thing has all the advantages of an inflatable kayak with no sacrifice in performance. It's super wide, and it's super stable. It's shaped like a stand-up paddleboard. It just skims across the water, making it one of our fastest kayaks, and it rolls easily back into its bag. That's right, easily. It's so quick and easy to use, it's become my go-to fishing kayak. My mom and dad just threw a couple in the car and drove up to Mammoth Lakes for a few days and caught a whole bunch of trout. This kayak solves so many problems for so many people. No roof racks needed, no storage in the garage, throw it in a closet, throw it in the back of your car. Most importantly, come down and try this new kayak out. You won't believe how well it works. We do demos every day at our shop right on the water in Mission Bay, and we'd be happy to take you out on it. So call the shop at 619-222-0766 to schedule a demo. Or check us out on the web at fastlanekayaking.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or SnapINS. That's SNAPPINS.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, we're live here at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort Marina, just having a great time. Man, this is a good spot.
Yeah, what a great spot. If you want to join us, still plenty of time. Breakfast, the bar is open. We have beverages, adult beverages, as well as non-adult beverages. And and we also have a great layout of how's the food? It's good, yeah? Yeah. Is it good? Yeah, it's very good. All right, come on over and have free breakfast with us and beverages and enjoy this beautiful setting here at the Kona Kai Resort. End of Shelter Island, come out to Point Loma, end of Shelter Island, and walk through the lobby and then come out to the pool area. You see a big palapa roof there, and then walk through the gates into the pool area. And we're just hanging out right here, enjoying the beautiful morning here in Point Loma. And Ed is here from Mira Mesa. Ed, are you around? There's Ed. Thanks for coming down to the Kona Kai Resort.
Hi, Ed.
Good morning. I have two questions. One is, do you do weddings here?
Not me personally, but absolutely.
You know, I think Pete performs weddings here sometimes, right?
Yeah, in his spare time. All right. Yeah. And also, do you have an area for children? For do you have programs for children where the adults go out and play a little bit? Or
so they have a kids' room, an activity center. It's not supervised. It's meant for the parents to go in and, you know, be with them. But it has games and movies and that sort of thing. And but there isn't like daycare per se. But
I'm sure it's something that could be set up by the resort. So, I mean, they'll do whatever you need here. So, but I do not believe at this point there's like a kids club type thing.
What about weddings? Do you do weddings here? Or
they do a ton of weddings
here.
No, this is what a perfect spot for it.
Yeah. They did. In fact, we had to be a little quiet this morning because they did a wedding last night here.
Yeah.
And there's probably some people that are saying, what are those guys doing out there right now?
So there's a venue down on the beach that is often done. And then over here towards the marina, there's where the other suites are going in. There's a pool going in there as well. And that's going to be the main venue that looks right onto the marina. It's going to be pretty spectacular. It's going to be elevated. It's going to be like a... You know, like an elevated patio type thing that's going to be just, not just for weddings, but it's going to be the premier wedding spot. And then there's stuff down on the beach, and there's, you know, plenty of ballrooms here. So I'm amazed the amount of weddings that are done here.
Yeah. Chef Roy and the team here, as far as food and beverage and the setup, and we even get involved sometimes. Sometimes they want to have a boat cruise, or they want to be delivered by boat, or. You know, so we all get involved in that special day.
It's a great venue, too. The beach down there. I've seen several weddings. Use my paddleboard and go by. And that's one thing we didn't mention is that you have Action Sports Rentals down here where you can rent jet skis, paddleboards, boats, right?
Yep, you got it. Yeah.
Yeah. All of the above, right?
Everything.
You can rent a skiff here, too?
Not a fishing skiff, but, you know, we have motorboats here. We have wave runners, stand-up paddleboards, Hobie kayaks, you know, there's bikes here, paddle boats. Next year, once the resort is finished, we're going to have an electric duffel boat in here. We're going to expand quite a bit. So,
Now, how do you arrange? When do you anticipate the finishing of all the construction that's going on?
Theoretically, they have to be done by December 31st.
Wow!
So
about pretty soon.
Yeah. They're rushing. So it has to be done by the end of the year. I think the pool might be a little bit longer, but anyways, by January, it's going to be a completely finished project.
Yeah, so. Wow, fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming down, Ed. Appreciate you coming down to the resort here. Appreciate that.
All right, why don't we jump into the phones now? We're going to talk to Dan, who's calling us from Encinitas. And again, if you want to get through on the phones, 858-457-1090. That's our local number, or toll-free, 877-792-1090. Your chance to win a half-day trip for two aboard the Daily Double. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I got two questions. For the Kona Kai, is there any fishing packages offered? And as far as tackle, when the captain says let it rip, where do you throw that Colt Sniper from? What part of the boat? What direction? Wind? Current? Thank you.
Pete, when do you throw that Colt Sniper?
When you see fish.
Yeah. Throw it out there.
Yeah, and you can throw those things a mile, so I don't think it really matters what side of the boat you're on, but I wouldn't throw it downwind and let it sink out and get everybody on the other side of the boat.
Yeah, you know, he talked about, you know, when the captain says let him go and that kind of stuff. I mean, if you're fishing that thing, like, on the slide on a sport boat, you got to be mindful of other stuff going on, trolling fish and things like that, and, like, Pete's saying that's the beauty of that Colt Sniper. You're going to throw the thing 3/4 mile.
Yeah.
Just
it's like throwing a torpedo sinker.
Stand at the gate and cast the thing, you know, on either side of the boat and let that thing get back away from trolling fish and things like that.
Yeah,
you just don't want to mess up everybody else on the boat. But as far as fishing packages, we got fishing packages here. You know, just
are there fishing six pack boats that operate out of here?
No, but I could sell him a boat that he could fish on.
Oh, there you go.
The complete package, no problem.
Yeah. But there are no charter boats out of the Kona Kai.
There are no fishing charters out of Kona Kai, but I know, obviously,
out of Dana Landing.
Dana Landing,
the Impulse or the Blackjack.
Yeah. Or we're right around the corner from the Big Three Landing. So,
Right.
Ride a bike there.
We'll get you the contacts and we'll put you on the boats. I mean, there's enough knowledge here to get you on the right boats.
No doubt.
Yeah, we can get anybody taken care of as far as fishing or getting on a boat.
Yeah, and picking the right boat. That's the most important thing.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Set him up with a brand new Hatteras GT70?
Not a problem.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Tommy DeMoo is here. Tommy, there's Tommy right there. Thanks for coming down,
morning.
Tommy.
Hey, good morning. Great breakfast. Look, my buddy and I, we've got the new hoops that we got at Fishco, and they told us the best time to go out fishing and throwing on the pier is when it rains. So we're wondering, on the tides, low tide, high tide, when's the best time to go out there and throw our, cast our hoops out?
Boy, that's a good. I've never hooped from the pier. You're talking about the new Promar.
We've got the new
XL.
Promar, yes.
Ambush XL. Really, those are awesome. I love those.
Fortunately, it rained yesterday, but we're getting goose eggs on
it. Yeah, you know, I would take a look at the tide and fish the tide that is kind of outgoing away from the pier, so that your scent is going away from the pier. That would be my guess. Having never done it, that would be my, and knowing lobster. Hooping, you know, that would be probably a good call.
I would say swell can be a very good factor for hooping. You know, that big swell, I mean, I think the theory is that those things don't like being in the rocks in the caves when there's a much larger swell around. And I don't know that that's necessarily associated with the rain, but, you know, storms often, you know, will have a bigger swell surge and things like that. So, you know, bigger swell, lesser, you know, more poor conditions for being out there tends to be better lobster, you know, fishing conditions. Maybe not the nicest to be out there fishing for them, but.
What do we do about them harbor seals? They're catching more than we are.
It's sea lions.
Not sea lions.
Yeah. Don't blame the little harbor seals. It's
don't blame them, too.
Sea lions.
I don't like them either.
Not a lot we can do. We're working.
We did get a nice lobster there.
There you go. Hey, that's nice. A nice dinner. Good for you, Tommy.
We're on a resort.
All right. But nice job. Thanks for coming down to Conica.
All right. Enjoy the breakfast.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, Wayne. Wayne Cotto from CCA. Might as well, while Wayne's coming up here, we've got the CCA calendar drawing. And this month's calendar drawing, the Bill Varney calendar, CCA calendar, is an angle cooler.
Oh, that's a cool try.
How about that, huh?
It's going to be the angle day cooler, the little baby ones.
It's worth several $100.
No, actually, these are the day coolers, not the really expensive big ones. But
they're still
a great cooler.
I have one on my boat. They're awesome.
Yeah. So, ready to draw? Announce the drawing number?
Go for it.
The number is 2738 this month. 2738.
So if you look at the back of your calendar, there's a number on there. If it's 2738, we'll also publish that on the CCA Facebook.
Absolutely.
Right?
It'll be coming up here in a few minutes. And the new calendars for 2018 will be out in the stores in November.
In November.
Nice. Okay, cool.
And then it's going to be the CCA drawing again in them. There'll be a registration this year to register your calendar. So we'll have your names and your numbers and stuff on there so we can contact you if you're the winner and you forget to look every month. Just another quick update, the 12-month license, it didn't come out of committee, but we have another one in the works coming out in January. So that, stand by, that one is not dead right now.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
That's good to know.
And then we have the November 9th IGFA Celebration of California Angling up in Newport Beach coming up. We're still doing the halibut broodstock trips. We have two coming up in November 16th and 21st up in Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. We have fishing passport programs where we take people and teach them how to fish. We have two of those programs going on November 4th and 5th and 18th and 19th with the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Man,
so we got a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
Right.
That's great, Wayne.
And also I might add, too, is that, you know, you need help. You've got a lot of – and we're trying to raise funds for CCA, so if you want to donate some funds to help Wayne out – check with Wayne and say, hey, I
absolutely.
Want to
help you out. Can always use help. Can always use donations.
Yeah.
We're a volunteer organization, so
yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate all your
hard
work.
Thanks to all of you
Wayne.
Guys. Every one of you guys on this panel up here are supporters of ours.
Yeah.
Doing
you,
a great
Wayne.
Job helping us.
Hey, there, look
there
at that, Tommy the Boo. All right,
how
Tommy,
it works.
Way to go. All right,
thank you.
A lot.
Thank you, Wayne.
Appreciate
thanks, Wayne.
That very much. All right, Ron in San Diego. Ron's right here in the front here. Thanks for coming down to the Konakai Resort.
What's up, Ron?
Nice
good morning.
To see you.
How is everybody?
Great.
Hey, this time next Saturday, I'm going to be headed out on an 11-day trip.
Good for you. Nice.
And with the possibility of maybe going to Guadalupe.
All right.
How should I be prepared for Guadalupe?
This is what Ricky deals with every day.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
I mean, Guadalupe this year has been fantastic. Two good things are at play. One, there's big fish that are much more willing than they have been, and we have really, really good bait this year. You know, last year there was good fishing to be had as well at Guadalupe, but it was tough because just the average size of sardine was smaller than normal. Now we've got that really big, very healthy sardine, and it's enabling guys to fish heavier line than normal. The sharks are the sharks. You know, they call them the taxman. They're collectors, and they have definitely gotten their fair share. And there's been trips where they have been more forgiving than others, but be prepared to fish heavier line than you were able to last year. You know, last year
because the sardine are bigger.
Exactly. Last year you had to fish 50 and 60 in a small hook to get a bait to swim and get away from the boat and get a bite. Now you've got that real big sardine that can tow a heavy hook around, it can tow heavier line around and still get bites just fine. And it's necessary because the fish are bigger this year. I mean, that average fish we're catching at Guadalupe this year is 110 pounds, 120 pounds, you know, 130 and 140 pounders and are not uncommon at all. And
even 160.
And bigger than that still, yeah. So I would be prepared to fish 80 pound more than anything else. Anytime the fish give you an opportunity to get bites on 100 pound, I would do it. And what I would not do is get frustrated and drop down to 50 and 60 because your bites will come at Guadalupe. Guadalupe never has been, you know, a spot that's synonymous with wide open fishing. It's your bites come through, the fish come in little waves, and if you get frustrated because you hadn't had a bite in a couple hours and you know you think it's because you're fishing too heavy line and drop down to 60, inevitably a wave comes through, you hook five or six fish, and you know the guys that hook theirs on 80 and 100 pound get them before the sharks do, and the guys that are soaking them on 50 and 60 they get gobbled up by the sharks. So I would just say 80 pound and 100 pound, fish some big hooks, and just always fish heavy.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
All right, awesome. Have a great trip.
Yeah, good luck,
thanks,
man.
For coming down to the Konakai here this morning. Again, if you want to join us, still plenty of time. The breakfast is served. The bar is still open. And we have a great crowd. Thanks, all of you, for coming down. And we're giving away some amazing prizes. Tommy's going to give away a couple big prizes here at the top of the hour. We're giving away two $50 gift cards at Dana Landing Market, $200 gift cards to the Vessels Restaurant right here at the Konakai. That place is killer.
Think about that. You're getting $100 to go have some rad dinner right on the water at a beautiful resort.
Yeah. Dinner and cocktails there. $125 spa terra treatments. Spa terra, beautiful spa here at the Konakai Resort. Two night stays at the Konakai. A little staycation here at one of the most beautiful resorts in Southern California, the Konakai, for two people that came down here. We've given away an AFCO bait net, an Angle Maui Gym tumbler, AFCO Arena belt, a lot of stuff to give away. Plus, if you step up to the mic, you still have time to win Steve Pinard's glasses right there in the Maui Gym World Cup. They're not his. You're going to get your own sent right to you. The World Cup Maui Mahi-mahi frame with the Maui HT lens. So if you want to step up the mic, see Tommy here. He's the prize master over here helping us out. And I appreciate that very
much. And there's, I mean, we've got another full hour. I mean, come down. If you're listening at home right now, hop in the car and come down because this spot is way too good not to join us. Mimosas, killer breakfast, Bloody Marys. Come on down and join in the fun. We're having a great time at the Konakai Resort right at the end of Shelter Island. You can't miss it. Easy to find. And when we come back, we're going to be taking more of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. Lots of great Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse, up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
This is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing, formerly Cedros Adventures. We have made a good thing even better at Cedros Island. Cedros Sport Fishing lets you leave home in the morning and hang out at our luxury lodge in the afternoon. Remember, Cedros is the yellowtail and calico bass capital of the world. Stay in Cedros Sport Fishing's own private waterfront lodge and experience first-class meals and service. Our new fish processing facility will custom cut and pack your catch for your flight home. Hey, what are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check CedrosSportFishing.com for availability and more information. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at SeaforthLanding.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.